506 Jeff Katz News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening, I guess at this point, 93 degrees. A couple of days from now, daytime high is going to be around 75 for a day or two, and then we'll start cycling back up a little bit, but that's going to be a nice little break, I think. I really do. I think it's going to be a nice little break. Bill Maher has once again, somehow, some way, wandered uncontrollably into the truth. It's fascinating with Maher, I think. Fascinating. He is upfront and vocal in saying, I was completely and totally wrong about the so-called Trump tariffs. Quote, look, the stock market is at record highs. I don't see a country in a depression at all. I would have thought, and I got to own it, that these tariffs were going to blank and sink this economy by this time, and they didn't. He, in fact, had said at some point, I guess back when President Trump was first coming into office, he had said by the 4th of July, the American economy would be in the toilet. But it's not. The latest deal, this time with the EU, if you were paying attention to it, this is a one-way deal, and it's a good one-way deal. It's good for us. European Union was looking for a lifeline, man. And they got it. They got it. All right, let's take a listen to a little Bill Maher.
I will always call it as I see it, no matter what it is, and I don't care who likes it or doesn't. That's my bond with the audience. It's worked for me pretty well. But it is, you know, in a way harder to do. But for just to take an example, tariffs. Now, I remember I, along with probably most people, were saying at the beginning, oh, you know, by the 4th of July, somebody had to think how the country was, the economy was going to be tanked by then. And I was kind of like, well, that seems right to me. But that didn't happen. Now, it could happen tomorrow. I'm just saying that's reality. So let's work first from the reality of that. Not from I just hate Donald Trump, because that's boring and doesn't get us anywhere and leads you to dishonesty. Because the truth is, I don't know what his strategy is. But look, the stock market is at record highs. I know not everybody lives by the stock market, but I also drive around. I don't see a gun. I see people out there just living their lives. And I would have thought, and I got to own it, that the that these tariffs were going to sink this economy by this time, and they didn't. So, you know, how do we deal with that fact? Because that's the fact.
Wow. It is the fact, isn't it? You want another fact? The Democrats' approval rating right now is at its lowest in history. Its lowest in history. The GOP has now gained standing on every single solitary major issue. Wow. Voters are now saying they prefer Republicans on every issue, even if they don't approve of President Trump or his style. Now, what does that mean? That means people are looking at reality, just like Bill Maher is doing. Bill Maher is saying, okay, we got it. You hate Trump. We wrote it down. We're not going to forget. But what else have you got? And they don't seem to have anything. Now, bad news for Democrats means that's good news for a lot of other people. You want to hear another little piece of good news? Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU has announced they will no longer provide, quote, gender-affirming care to anyone under the age of 19. I, of course, still remember a number of hospitals throughout Virginia who told us they did not provide any, quote, gender-affirming care. But now UVA and Children's Hospital of Richmond of VCU announcing that that gender-affirming care they don't provide, well, they won't be providing it anymore. Okay. Kang, you're 19 years old, and you decide you want to live your life this way or that way. That's your business. I'm not going to tell you that I think it's great, but I'm also not going to stand in your way. I mean, assuming now, just for the sake of this discussion, that you're not hurting anybody else. If you're hurting somebody else, yes, I will stand in your way. But if you decide, for whatever reason, you are a guy, but you prefer dressing like a woman or acting in a certain way or dyeing your hair or tattooing your face or slicing your nose off. All right. Well, I don't get it, but you do you, right? But if you're 9 years old and somebody is saying, oh, yes, you would be better off if we sliced a part of you off. Now I got a problem with it. I got a big problem with it. We've had all this talk about so-called transgender for the last couple of years, right? Because it's a great distraction. It's a great distraction. But take a look at who was still on board with all of the transgender stuff. Virginia Democrats just think it's the greatest thing ever. Abigail Spamberger wants boys in your daughter's locker room. Ghazala Hashmi thinks that your daughter should lose her scholarship to a boy. Jay Jones is advocating for criminals and is totally on board with the idea that somebody should be able to, spend time in your daughter's bathroom at school, even though they're a boy and your daughter is, you know, a girl. So they're still on board with this. The rest of us are saying, no, it's something that's not good. It's just not good. Even among voters who disapprove of Trump's approach to certain policies, the GOP is still favored to lead. Here's an interesting number. Voters disapprove of Trump's handling of inflation by 11 points. Which is odd because we're not dealing with the problem of inflation anymore. But nonetheless, okay, so in this survey, voters disapprove of Trump's handling of inflation by 11 points, yet trust Republicans over Democrats on inflation by 10 points. And it repeats across a lot of other issues. In other words, hey, we don't necessarily love Trump, but we trust his team. We trust his party to govern and govern well for all of us. So I'll take that. I'll take that. Donald Trump's not running for any election ever again. That's it. He's done, correct? But I want to see these policies continue, that's for sure. Last ditch effort for the leftists. Weaponizing the courtrooms. And for them, it's lucky that they have so many Obama appointees who are firmly convinced that they were, in fact, elected president instead of the president. Very latest is a district court judge who's now granted a preliminary injunction mandating Medicaid funding for all Planned Parenthood abortion clinics, even as litigation is continuing. Wow. Think about that for a second. Oh, and Stephen Colbert was the recipient of major public support. I'm going to give you those details in just a moment. Couple of things I need you to remind, I need to remind you of. Number one, I would love for you to please vote for The Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show in Richmond. There are two ways for you to do it. You can go online, go.richmond.com/the best. go.richmond.com/the best. You click on the tab that says entertainment. Then click down to Best Afternoon Radio Show, and there you will see the Jeff Katz Show. You can also text. In fact, you can do one of each day right through Sunday. After you go online to go.richmond.com/the best, click on the Entertainment tab, then click on Best Afternoon Radio Show. Then you will text the number 100 to the following phone number, 804-430-5505. 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRPA.